Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, September 13, 2007, takes a look at the opening week win against the Eagles and previews the Packers' next matchup against the New York Giants. Thanks for finding us. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
We just need to make sure we're taking care of, you know, our house. And I said it today in a team meeting. We need to clean our own house week in and week out and make sure we're improving as a football team.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to the fifth installment of Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
This is Aaron.
And today we're going to revel in the win over the Eagles,
Woo-hoo!
Throw a spotlight on Nick Barnett and some other key players from last Sunday's game, and of course, preview the game against the Giants.
The New York Giants.
The G.
You know, we are here at the scene of the crime, so to speak, where Brett Favre gift-wrapped Michael Strahan's sack record.
Yeah, I was there. I was like 40 yards
away
from
the
that
game,
play.
Really?
Yeah, I was at that play. I saw Billy Schrader catch a pass
on
the 30 right in front of me.
Whoa,
he's like 30 yards away from me
because
I was on the front.
I'm sorry, you saw who?
Billy Schrader.
Billy Schrader. He was born in Sheboygan. Same place as your humble co-host, ladies and gentlemen. that would be Aaron Nagler, born in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Thank you very much. And Billy White Boy Schrader. But we digress. Or I digress. You know,
I was about to say, the only person digressing here is you.
That would be me. Well, because I
You really don't want to talk bad about Favre.
I was reminiscing about Sheboygan. Oh, Favre. But you know, okay. Okay, let's just jump right to it. All right, because, ladies and gentlemen, I got to say, I think if anybody out there is actually reading at cheeseheadtv.com, you will know my thoughts on Favre this past weekend.
Well, nobody who's not related to you.
Well, exactly. Although I don't think my dad can download this stuff from iTunes yet. But Dad, I'll download it. I'll set it
up.
You
should put
it
on a CD for him.
I wish we should, and we can send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
However, again, we digress. Brett Favre, you know, he did make some amazing plays. I will say that.
Oh, you're trying to head me off from my argument?
No. If that's your argument. If two plays are your argument,
not
then
two
you've
plays.
Got no
wait,
argument.
Wait. Don't all try right. to cut me off at the knees here. Look.
I love how
look,
I
he
make
has,
a,
there's
a
two plays in
I'm
that game that ESPN
oh, I'm
showed
sorry.
On their
oh,
highlights.
Is that how you play quarterback? You watch ESPN. Okay, great. You made ESPN. That's great. And his two plays led to 3 points, and that's the important part. That's the important part. However,
I don't know.
For the listeners out there who haven't read the blog, I was extremely disappointed in the whole chin strap episode where Brett was so upset at Brandon Jackson, rookie running back, for tearing, you know, for dropping a pass that he tore off his chin strap so hard that he disconnected it from the other. I mean, when you tear off a chin strap, obviously.
I don't know. You're basing your whole argument on one play, and the guy was on his butt the whole time.
No, he was on his butt quite a bit.
A lot.
The whole time.
If he is on his ass
that
much through this season, he'll have over 60 sacks.
That is true. He was running for his life. However, showing up your rookie running back in his first NFL start.
Whatever. He was a backup
at him,
in Nebraska.
Tearing off you've got to be a leader.
He was a backup at a bad team, dude.
You've got to be a leader.
A backup. Which
kind of goes
on
the youngest team in the NFL.
Should be on our team.
The youngest team in the NFL. You need to be a leader. You can't be a petulant, spoiled brat.
One time, one play. When he's got two plays that I wanted to go to from the beginning, which only three quarterbacks, and I don't even know if I can name three, that
right.
can do what he did.
Right. No,
in the
I
NFL,
agree.
32
I
teams,
I totally
32
agree.
Quarterbacks started,
I totally
and there's
agree.
Only three guys. And I think Vince Young is one of them. I think Michael Vick would have been one of them, but you made a good point how Michael Vick wouldn't even get in that situation with three guys on him, hanging on him.
No.
Tom Brady couldn't survive that. Peyton Manning couldn't survive that.
No,
that's
no
elusivity.
Way.
And he's got two amazing plays. And yeah, if the line was collapsing and I had no pass protection, I think that I would be a little frustrated, especially if I was 37 years old.
I understand that. However, it follows a pattern. It follows the Randy Moss episode, you know, where he, like, again, acts like a spoiled child.
Well, don't get
me
started on Randy Moss.
You're the youngest team in the NFL.
How many
catches did
he have?
Leader. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we talking Randy Moss this past weekend?
Yes.
When they were stealing signals? Oh, is that where we want to go?
I can't even talk about the Patriots. Well, look, Randy Moss still, he made those plays.
Well, I will say that one play where he ran away from three guys, he looked ridiculous. He looked great. I will say that.
He looked ridiculous.
But we got to live in the now.
He looked like he was worth a fourth round draft pick.
He looked like he was worth a second round draft pick.
I'm sorry, but he looked ridiculous.
He looked great. He looked great. However, we got to deal with the Packer team we have.
I agree with Chris Hovel. Chris Hovel said on Monday, okay, which if nobody knows, WFAN, the fan, they have their MP3s, so I always listen to them, have for years and years and years. Love them. Chris Hovel said, we got Amon Green. Mm-hmm. We got Randy Moss. We could be a Super Bowl contender.
And that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
We could be an improved offense. I will say that. But Super Bowl contender?
With a top five defense. The top five Super defenses Bowl contender. Go to this playoffs.
Did everyone just miss the offensive line's performance on Sunday? I mean, yeah, it's great if you're stealing signals and you can check to the perfect, you know, blocking and you can let Randy Moss run for an hour. That's great. However, in the world of reality football, where we don't steal signals and Brett has to run for his life, there's no way he has the time to sit back there and count to 10 Mississippi and let Moss run free.
Sure.
So even if Moss is on our team, it doesn't matter.
It's an improvement. Although Amon Green pass blocking is a
major.
Oh, my God. That's worth $10 million.
I will say,
I'm sorry.
And Leroy Butler pointed it out on JS Online. If that blitz is picked up when Brett threw the pick, it was obviously he double clutched on the play because he felt a guy to his right. Brandon Jackson did a poor job of picking him up. He picked him up, but he did a very poor job of it. And Leroy Butler even says if that blitz is picked up, that's a touchdown because Favre has got all day behind Bubba Franks and he lofts it up. He doesn't have to double clutch. He's fine in the clear, touchdown. However, that all did transpire. And again, you're right. If Amon Green is there, he makes that block.
Well, to Brett's credit, I thought his press conference was pretty humble. I thought he had a lot of good things to say.
He did.
Here's something he says about the team and where they got to go.
There's not one thing in particular I can sit here and say, that's got to be better. There's a lot of things that we have to do better. And I said this back in training camp, our defense has played great. But at some point, we have to have some production.
You know who did have some production on Sunday?
Special.
Special teams. Baby. Night and day.
That was sick.
Night and day.
Jared Bush's hit. I mean, they made some dumb decisions. Like,
they did.
Everybody's like,
absolutely.
Well, they shouldn't have done this and shouldn't have done this. Well, they did do that, kicked their butt. It looked like rugby. That's the one play.
It really did.
In the NFL last week that looked like rugby.
With the pile up in the end.
You could have been like, hey, in this rugby game.
I know, it really did.
It was a scrum.
Well, and what's amazing is, not amazing, but what's nice to see is that, you know, Thompson and McCarthy put a special emphasis this past offseason, and they said, you know, that we're drafting guys specifically for special teams. I mean, yeah, we've been terrible for years.
Yeah.
Years
before Mike Stock got there.
Just beyond years. And now, finally, you know, someone's put a spotlight on it and said, okay, we need to fix it.
Well,
and they have.
And a lot of it's really having the consistency throughout the season. I mean, you know, I've heard McCarthy say plenty of times, last year there was no consistency. We're trying to find the guys. Now it's like you put Atari Bigby in the second game of preseason. You know who he's going to be.
Yep.
You're starting to look at your fourth and fifth guys going, maybe this guy, maybe this.
You're not thinking about them later
on the middle. Yeah.
I hear you. And you got this Mason Crosby. I mean, what a weapon.
Wow.
53 yards. That thing would have been good from 60.
53
yards. 1 yard short of a Packer record.
53 yards. Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't see Ryan Longwell making that.
No.
Now, he'd make the one at the end.
He'd make the one at the end. Definitely.
Maybe.
No. Almost definitely. Not when he was a rookie, though.
That's
not
the thing. People.
Not at all. People forget
his
rookie year. He could have won that Philly game. The Philly game at Philly, which I listened to down in North Carolina when I was a waiter at this restaurant in Winston-Salem, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And I remember going back into the kitchen, and Brett was making march down the field. I was listening to it on the radio, and I thought, oh, there it is, a magical ending. And then Longwell missed the field goal, and we lost.
He's won a lot of them, though.
No, he did. But he's a freaking
purple people eater now.
He needs to. Yeah, no.
He needs to die.
Dead to me.
He is dead to me.
That's my wife.
He doesn't need to die, but
that's what my wife always says. Whenever anyone goes over to the Vikings, they're dead to her. Like when Darren Sharper signed, dead to her. And when Ryan Longwell signed, dead to her. And then Henderson was talking. He was going to be dead to her. Like, it was done. Game over. And I have to say, that's some amazing show of spousal support. And I totally agree with her.
Yeah, I hear you. I got my girlfriend a Packer bikini.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She just got the Brett Favre, the white jersey with the little sparkles on the four.
Nice. Very nice.
That's some good stuff.
Carolyn and I were looking at the Packer Pro Shop, catalogs that come in the mail. She has one specifically addressed to her, and I have one specifically addressed to me. So it's very nice. We were sitting on the couch last night, literally looking at
I think if you wanted one for each of your daughters, you could have
That's
one.
That's what sad geeks we are.
Look, talk about yourself.
Yeah. I know.
I just bought them in the Green Bay store in the airport.
You? Oh, that's great because you were in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I still have 5-year-old Cheese and 2-year-old who's having a fish fry Sunday.
At the Banky.
If you're in Manhattan,
come to the Bankies.
Lake Michigan salmon fish fry.
That sounds good. And ladies
ridiculous.
And gentlemen, I got to say, my generous host has laid out tonight. He is
cheese curds.
He's got cheese curds
on the
table. We got
garlic cheese curds.
Garlic cheese curds.
We're going to make it one day in our rider where you have to have cheese curds at our podcast whenever we're recording.
When we're huge, we're on Fox and ESPN. It'll be great. Nice. But, that's in the future. However, for the present, let's talk some defense. Let's talk Nick Barnett, somebody who is able to catch the ball, unlike some of the guys on offense.
Yeah, somebody
who's
got two misdemeanors.
Oh, don't remind me. Ladies and gentlemen, can I just say, actually, forget ladies and gentlemen.
He had to spend a night in jail.
In Appleton. Okay.
I feel so sorry for
him. Everyone needs to go away for a second. I want to talk to Nick. Nick? All right, listen up, because I know you're downloading this to iTunes and on your iPod. And you're
no,
listening to this on
not.
The way to the game on Sunday in New York.
You're so delusional.
Nick, listen to me right now. What the fuck are you doing going to Appleton,
Why
Wisconsin?
Why aren't you taking the limo, dude?
Get the posse and the entourage.
No, make sure you got some wingmen.
Forget all that.
What are you doing at 3 a.m?
Go to Milwaukee at least, but Appleton?
Well, if you're going to go to Appleton,
I've been there. I grew up there. What are you doing? Are you insane? WET? Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, WET used to be Route 66, which used to be the Viking Theater where I saw Dune when I was like 10 years old.
You really shouldn't admit that.
I do. It was a great day of my life. I'm sorry. But
actually,
Nick Barnett, do not go to Appleton to go out.
And don't stay till 3 a.m.
If Brett Favre taught us nothing, it's that nothing good happens in Appleton after midnight.
Remember Mark Chimura.
Exactly. Frank Winters, Mark Chimura, Brett Favre at the filling station. Nobody needs to go down that road again.
It's
true. We don't need it. We don't need it.
If you're going to learn one thing, it's have your own club in Green Bay. Oh, wait. Speaking
of the misdemeanors and whatnot, what did Mr. Barnett have to say for himself this week?
Well, he didn't talk about that especially, but he did talk about his role as the leader on the defense. And you're right. That catch was sick. He was turned to the left.
Right.
He flipped his body all the way around to the right to catch
and
the ball. He's serious. He could be fullback. We already have one linebacker there. Here's what Nick had to say.
Very important for our defense to go up to New York and play against them. They got a lot of weapons, a lot of great players on offense. So it's a great challenge for us to go up there and do what we have to do.
Thank goodness he didn't speak in cliches.
Look, so I did some statistical analysis, believe it or not. I know.
Analysis? Is that allowed on this podcast?
I did some statistical analysis on us against Philadelphia, 2004 to 2006, 3 games. So,
ooh, that's got to be ugly.
This is rushing yards against our defense, okay?
Right.
This is average gain for the game.
Per play.
2004, 4.4 yards. Ooh. 2005, 5.3 yards.
Oh, my God.
2006, 4.9 yards. 2007, this last weekend, 3.6 yards.
See, and there you go. And that's a win. That's a win for the defense. If the offense is getting 4 or more yards per rushing play, that's a win for the offense.
Check this out. 542 passing yards against us in 2004, 47-17.
2004.
Loss.
You know where I was during that game?
47-17.
I was on tour with a full Monty.
You were showing it.
I was showing the full Monty. But can I just tell you? I was in a hotel bar, and I remember telling everybody, not everybody in the cast, but all my buddies in the cast, I was like, I was supposed to go home. That's right. I was supposed to go home that weekend. And I just happened to make the reservation for, you know, the train reservation has happened to happen after the game was
over.
Yeah,
I'm sure your wife was happy about
that. My wife did point out to me, but she supports the pack. You know, she knows my love. But I remember sitting in this bar watching this game, and I was telling everybody, oh, I get to see the Packers before I go. It's all exciting. And they just, that was the year they had T.O., and they just killed us. And these two guys came down.
Well, they just killed us 47-17.
Exactly. No, these guys came down. They were so nice, and they were like coming to razz me, but they saw that we were getting killed, and they just bought me beer and left. It was really nice. But that was a rough year. But the defense looks a lot better. Looks
a lot better.
Ten trillion.
And I will say, I want to kind of go, and you're gonna like look at me weird, but I want to go far. 23 for 42, 206 yards, one interception. Mm-hmm. He was sacked 4 times.
Yeah, and he should not be throwing it 42 times.
He should not be sacked 1 time.
No, I hear
one time is 1 time too many.
I agree.
That is how it's done in Green Bay.
I agree.
That man should not be on his butt.
That was the way it used to be done.
That's the way it should be done. That's the way when Ted Thompson cares about Favre, that's the way it is done.
But Ted Thompson doesn't care about
who will score.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Who will be the first to score from scrimmage a touchdown?
I sense a new poll. A new poll on CheeseheadTV.com.
Who will it be?
Who will it be? Well, you know, we asked someone today,
Luke,
whose birthday it is.
Laga of the Laganiers.
Luke Laga in Madison, Wisconsin.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Happy birthday, Luke.
So we
Along
did
with
our
his
first,
lovely wife, Emily.
Yes. We did our first Skype because we're trying to branch out and be able to have
we
listeners
are,
and stuff.
We are technological.
As Brett says.
Everybody, if you don't know what we're talking about, look at Brett's press conference.
Yeah,
from
watch
Wednesday.
His press conference.
Brilliant.
Where he talks about
Pure.
How he feels about Belichick and the whole cheating scandal.
Technological.
Cheating. Realize I said the word cheating.
It's cheating.
Because that's
They've
what it should
cheating.
Be called.
They're totally
a
tainted.
A cheating scandal.
Belichick is a cheater.
He cheated.
Brady is a cheater.
Barry Bonds cheated.
Yeah. It's totally tainted. All three Super Bowls. Tainted. Anyway, we asked Luke Laga, our good friend in Wisconsin.
Who he thought would be the first player to score from scrimmage.
And he would not commit to a person at first. He wouldn't commit to a player. But we forced him, and we asked him, who's it going to be? At first he said just a tight end, but we said, no, who's it going to be? And here's what he said.
I think it'll be I would love to think Bubba Franks, but the way he's so obsessed with everyone forgetting about last year
right.
that I think it's already got to his head this year. So
I agree with that.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Donald Lee catch their first touchdown from scrimmage.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Emily Laga thought neither team deserved to win because both made too many mistakes.
What mistakes did the Packers make that made them not deserve to win?
Well, on offense, we just were not efficient.
You can't agree with that. I mean, you can't disagree with that.
I didn't even fake that laugh. That's the eighth time I've heard it.
You cannot.
And the eighth time I've laughed at it.
It's brilliant.
Because it's just,
it is
just
absolutely
did.
Correct.
Okay, we're at 18 minutes in our podcast. That just did.
That summed it up.
In 8 seconds, what we just tried to do in 18 minutes.
Exactly. Mrs. Laga, we salute
Wow. And,
but this
you
week,
know,
this week, New York Giants.
New York Giants.
Here we go. Here it comes.
The G-Men.
I got to say, I'm really nervous about Derek Ward coming out the backfield.
Yep.
I'm
nervous if Eli Manning plays.
Oh, well, if Eli Manning plays,
it's a game.
It's
going to be
a
good
test
for our defense.
A very, very good
test. We should overpower that line.
I agree. And I think our corners should win the matchups.
Yep. Well, Al Harris against Plaxico Burress, you said it yourself. It was a nice matchup.
That's going
to
be a great
matchup. I think
Al
Harris wins that a lot because he can bump with the best.
I do. I'm worried about the speed. I mean, if whoever's playing quarterback has time, we're in trouble. And that's why Ward
is made. If Manning's in there, another team will probably pay quarters on.
Yeah, oh, big time. But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. If you can play quarters and have that kind of run defense, that's pretty good.
All I know is, speaking of running the ball, if we cannot run this ball against this team, I mean, with McQuarters and Madison outside, they should have safety help most of the game. We should have 7-man fronts for the entire game.
Yeah.
If we can't run the ball this week, we will not run the ball all year.
You know, it's hard to run the ball without a fullback.
Well, we've got one. He's a linebacker, but he's a fullback.
That's not a fullback.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you your 2007 Packers.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed our latest attempt at Packer punditry here at Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.
Yeah.